Speaking of being greenlit for season two, come Snatchly, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Tim Robbins.
Welcome, Tim Robbins.
Garrett Hedlund. I don't know that one.
Hedlund, yeah, you do.
Who?
You know who that is.
No, who?
You ever seen Tron?
Which one?
Two? Legacy?
I saw it once.
That's the son. That's Finn's kid.
Oh, okay.
Flynn's kid. Finn's kid? Flynn's kid.
Flynn.
He was in something else, right?
I'm sure he was.
He was in something else kind of big.
Well, he was in...
he's going to be in Castle Rock Season 2.
Yes.
He's
going
to be in Season 2. That's pretty big.
Rock. Castle Rock.
Yeah.
Was he in that one with the country singing one? With
I'm about to find out the dude? What it was. I'm thinking of something. Oh, Crazy Heart?
Yeah, wasn't him in that one? I'm thinking about someone else.
Maybe thinking about someone else.
You're thinking about someone else.
Actor.
He's
in that new Triple Frontier movie.
Yeah. With everybody else.
It's weird. The way they're describing this, it doesn't sound like it's a continuation of the story of the first season.
It all takes place around in Castle Rock.
Yeah, it says just season two will explore a feud between warring clans that comes to a boil when budding psychopath Annie Wilkes, King's nurse from hell, which I guess is what they referred to. She was. I haven't read.
I hope it's Lizzie Kaplan.
I think that's what they're alluding to, that she plays Annie Wilkes.
Obviously, yeah, a younger
with
version.
Lizzie Kaplan set to play deranged nurse Annie Wilkes.
Yeah, there we go.
She's Misery. I haven't gotten that.
Yeah, yet. Yeah. She is the nurse from Misery.
And I haven't seen the movie yet. Actually, I honestly haven't seen Misery. Where does it go? Nurse from Hell gets waylaid in Castle Rock.
Okay. Yeah, because it doesn't.
So this isn't a continuation of what's his name's story, and the weird thinny type thing that he's hearing and seeing. That's fine.
Oh, that's because he deleted that.
He didn't delete the old one. Yeah.
Weird.
That's fine. Whatever. But actually, it won't be fine if I don't.
I wonder.
Mm.
Yeah, but nothing in here says when it's going to come out. Yeah, damn it. I really want season two of Castle Rock. And I can't wait for season three of Stranger Things.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we dropped the trailer for.
Yeah. It was so dope.
We'll go over the three trailers we watched, then we'll talk about the other big news that happened.
Okay. Start off.
So first off, we watched. Did we watch Toy Story first?
Yes.
Yeah, we watched Toy Story first.
Toy Story 4. Watched the first real full length trailer for the new horror movie from Pixar.
It doesn't look. I mean, I guess. Yeah. I can see where you're saying it's a horror story. But
it's a horror movie for sure.
It's not a horror movie.
It is. The horror movie will make you cry.
Creep factor to it. But
those puppets and they're running. Their arms aren't fucking moving. I like it. That baby in the stroller.
But for the most part, the trailer was actually pretty lighthearted.
Yeah, for the most part, until you see subtext and then you're like, fuck. Anyhow.
I was meant for soups or salads or and then, so sometimes chili maybe, and then just to be thrown away. Jumps out the window. What would Woody do? Jump out of a moving vehicle?
Okay.
Let's go. I guess you gotta go when you gotta go. So first off, prepare to cry. That's going to happen. I'm almost positive.
Sure.
Not for Joe, because Joe's heartless. Yeah. He doesn't cry at anything.
I don't cry. I weep.
Yeah, he barely does that.
Weep softly.
Yeah, weep softly.
And it was man-shaped pillow.
Yep.
Got him! Mike, what'd you think?
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, you kind of get a small idea of what the story is, but it was very much so a teaser, you know? So it didn't look funny. It looked more like there's some funny stuff in it, but it definitely looked more like it's going to be kind of sad and kind of emotional like all the other Toy Stories are.
Yep.
But heart-wrenching and endearing because you see Bo Peep come back and it looks like you have that dichotomy of like obviously Woody wants to stay with her and he seems to like that fair ish type area that they're in now.
Yeah, the
versus going back to what's her name?
The girl.
The girl. Yeah.
It's a weird. Yeah, because it's going to be.
Maybe Bonnie, yeah.
Bonnie?
Yeah, something like that. It's going to be odd. What I always like, though, about the Toy Story sequels is like how the group gets bigger a little bit every year. Or every year. Every movie. Because they're keeping some of the characters on from the previous ones. So now, like, the group's pretty massive.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's... You don't really have to... This is one of those movies where you don't really have to show a trailer. Like...
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know...
Like, it's Toy Story. It's yeah, like, it's like a Star Wars. It's like an Avengers.
And Keegan-Michael Keel trailer that you showed a while ago.
And even then, you fucking announce it and not show anything. You're still going to do pretty much the same numbers, I think. Like,
just trailer Toy Story 4. Done.
Yeah. Just have them on screen. Be like, hey, it comes out fucking so-and-so date. Like, in character. And be like, yeah, all right. We're going to go see that, I guess.
Yeah, right.
See you in June.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's why I kind of want to... This one's not that important, but I've been really trying... We've talked about this before, trying not to watch too many trailers for things.
Yeah.
You can watch all the Avengers stuff you want, because everyone knows all those trailers are fucking bullshit anyway. So you're not going to spoil anything for yourself. But, like, regular movies, you still get some spoilers and shit. And so there's just certain movies now. Toy Story is one of them, or... Yeah, you just tell me it's out. I'm going to go fucking find it eventually. So I don't really need to see anything. But it does look fun and sad and heart-wrenching. And you talked about it being a scary movie, but, like, remember the last one in the fucking, like, the conveyor belt scene? Yeah. Jesus Christ, that was intense. You remember that?
I didn't see it.
Wow.
One and two. I never saw three. But
we'll three probably, might be the best one. We'll
probably get around to it. As we get closer to it.
You should. It's good. And, like, it's not even... I wonder if kids even give a fuck, because it's, like, it's going to be people our age to watch
this
it.
This is definitely one of those things where, like, this is what we've grown up with.
Yeah.
Because the first one was 96, 97, 98, somewhere around there.
That's nuts.
Right?
That's crazy.
Is it early 2000s, or...?
Was it early 2000s, or was it...?
Either one of those. That's fucking awful.
Yeah, really.
1995.
Yeah. That was Jesus. Right with my first guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I know with the difference, the distance between 1 and 3 was, like, drastic.
Yeah.
Because 2 was, like, 2 was fairly close to it, but, like, 3, it took a long time for it to come out.
3 was 2010.
Yeah.
So it was 95, 99, 2010, 2019. If you would have told me the last one came out 9 years ago, I would have been like, nah.
Nah, bro.
It was a lot closer than that.
You're wrong about that.
Which makes more sense if you didn't see it, because it was like, we weren't even hanging out 9 years ago. I was like, when the fuck did I watch it? Like,
I know I went to a marathon with it, because we watched 1, 2, and then 3 in the theaters, and Angie and Dave were there.
Yeah.
Oh, you went in theaters?
Damn. Yeah. It was an emotional nightmare. That's what it was.
That's a lot of tissues you went through.
I ruined a sweater.
Yeah, I bet. You don't wear sweaters.
Tearing comes.
You. Don't really think that second one is supposed to be
come in tears? Was that better?
Nope.
Oh, it's not. Oh, it's not the arrangement of the words.
It's the words.
It's the come itself.
Yeah. Mm. At a kid's.
It kind of sounded like you said "mm." I was like, what, Joe?
No.
That's better. I like that better. Yeah, you know, whatever. Don't judge me.
I mean, I will.
Yeah, you will.
Internally.
Externally, it sounds like.
That, too.
Anyhow, yeah, I mean, I made the comment that there's parts that look like a scary movie.
Well, you also made the comment, and we should say that it looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, the road, it's one of those road looks like road type.
I literally thought this was like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit situation. I was like, they just filmed real situations and threw in their digital characters.
CG characters on top.
I was like, that app.
Or Disney money at this point, they just actually created these real living things and gave them Tom Hanks.
That's a nightmare alone.
Tim Allen's voice.
That's a nightmare in its own right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just walking through Disneyland?
They're just running through Disneyland, just like.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Why is caution cones moving?
Yeah.
Pick one up. It's got a fucking, like, crane Martian here. Like, it's fuck
toy,
no.
But it's, like, it's gone toy, and you're just, like, put it back down and just start scurrying away.
Like, nope, don't do it again. Don't lift up the cones, everybody.
That That would be an amazing attraction, though. Like a little like thing.
Yeah, but I would. I would never go there again. I'd be like, well, nope. While you're sleeping.
You'd go there.
Nah, man, don't trust that shit. Eventually, they're in a revolt.
It'd be like Toy Story Land. No, Toy Story Land. Star Wars Land 2, and you'd be like, I'm gone. I haven't even gotten to the first one yet, and I'm going to the second one.
We expanded it to a second floor. We've added another spaceship. This time we have a Star Destroyer.
I'm going to down so much Dramamine in order to go on that Millennium Falcon ride.
Yeah, you're going to need to.
Because you know that you're going to have to do it four times in order to really experience it, right?
Okay.
Four times.
Because you can go through and play, go through as a pilot, as the...
gunner?
Yeah, there was the gunner, then there was the... not a co-pilot, but like the navigation or something like that.
Okay.
And I think there was one more. And I'm like... be awesome.
Joe's gonna need super Dramamine.
Super Dramamine.
I get a Dramamine drip.
Just right there.
Inject it into my veins.
I'm good to go.
But I like how somebody took the image of Star Wars Land, and you know it shows like the dad and the kid, and they're like, you know, how happy, you know, walking up to the Millennium Falcon. But then they did like, this is what Disney says it's gonna be like. This is what's actually gonna be like, and it's just like a sea of people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like when that opens up, the first like few months, it's gonna be like the other rides are gonna be super easy to get on because everyone's at the fucking Star Wars right. thing. I guess starting when it opens in August, they're gonna start earlier hours and later hours.
Good,
because they know that there's gonna obviously be a huge draw for it.
People,
yeah, like just a way ton of people. So that's gonna be pretty cool because like late night at Disneyland's pretty fun.
It is actually, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Because a lot of times it empties out so much because the families are just so tired of dragging their hell spawn around that they're just going to leave the park. And you're like, yeah, and it's going to rides. It looks different, too.
It looks different. There's a different look to a lot of the rides, you know, going on. Like
windows light up and shit like that.
Windows light up.
Just don't ride Splash Mountain.
No, I was thinking of Tower of Terror, which is now the Guardians ride. Which I can't remember the official name of it. But like just getting up in that, and then they open the doors, and you can see just the lights out into Disneyland. It's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did see an article. Speaking of Toy Story, there's an article that made me laugh, and someone put it up on, I want to say it was the Vaguely Penis subreddit. And it was funny because that Beavis and Butt laughing at it, but it was like Disney erects a giant Woody statue in Toy Story Land, and you see a giant Woody, and then you see them just laughing because like giant Woody erects. I was like, it was not the Onion. That's what it was. It was the subreddit, not Onion, not the Onion, because they have a one that's basically like the real articles that seem like they should be on the Onion, but it's not the Onion. So that's where it's at. That was where it was super funny, and it's just like them. Like, this picture of Beef and Buddy just in that, like, squished face laughing thing.
Yeah.
And all I hear is their laughter in my head. I was like,
right.
That's funny. Anyways, that's Toy Story 4 for y'all. Stranger Things Trace.
Yeah.
Season 3. As
are
they say.
You looking at me?
I don't know. You laughed at something.
Well, it's one thing is, if I'm not mistaken, only two of us have watched this show.
I'm sure.
You are not mistaken.
Yeah.
Why are you...
I've seen parts of it.
Yeah, from the trailers.
Nah, I watched the first episode.
How the fuck can you not watch the rest after watching that first episode?
I watch the first episode of a lot of things, Cody. And I'm know. This is a show I'll probably like.
Yeah.
Never watch again. I know I'd like this. Back burner. What garbage can I watch now?
Yeah. I wish I was in the
What's on Food Network?
I wish I was in the cool things like Stranger Things and Game of Thrones and all that shit that everyone's excited about, but instead I just watch the Suns be all shitty and then like sad movies that I cry at. Like nothing fun. Nothing good.
Hey, what's gonna cheer me up after watching the Suns? Stars Born.
let's rinse away this sadness.
You know the best way to clear out sad tears? Sobbing tears.
Sobbing tears.
Horrifically like myself feel bad tears.
Like an oil change. Get rid of all that shit.
If I cry enough, I'll feel better.
Yeah.
Or you won't. It's like whenever I watch like a sad movie, I'm like, I gotta watch something that makes me laugh because don't want to go to bed with these feelings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wake up in the morning like, I don't want to live. I'm going to go play with cats. But yeah, Stranger Things looks pretty fucking, like, ratcheted up the fucking crazy nonsense. Monsters
in it and shit.
Ratcheted up. That trailer makes absolutely no sense at all.
I'm so happy about that, too.
And Netflix, being Netflix, that's going to be the only trailer you get, too, probably. Yeah,
we'll get character trailers. That'll be basically it.
I really want to know what that thing in the mask was, with those being electrocuted.
It doesn't matter. He's dead.
I don't know what he was.
I don't know what it is, but he's dead. I mean, the jumpsuit it was in was being burnt by electricity, mm-hmm. so I'm pretty sure that shit's not going to be around for much longer. Jake Busey looked fucking terrifying in it.
Yeah.
There's a guy with a gun that looks like... I was like, why is a hitman in this? What's happening?
That was out of nowhere as well.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like, and that's clearly it was clearly at the fair they were at.
Yeah.
Because it was the house mirrors. Yeah, I was like, okay, well, you can go fuck yourselves. How's that?
Full then
you
have Carnage. On his gun. Yeah, then Carnage at the end.
Yeah, there, I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, y'all fucked up. He's a Hellboy waiting for what looks to be probably
oh, God.
Winona Ryder at the restaurant.
Yeah, and she's just sitting at home
eating what would be a TV dinner probably. And he's like, I want to make this a safe place for you to want to live or some nonsense. And I was like, man, why you gotta fall in love with the fucking head case, dude?
Right?
Your story's already tragic enough with your kid dying and your wife leaving you.
Jesus Christ, right?
Would you forget about that in the second season?
You do.
And I'm like, then you realize, like, if you remember the first season, you're like, that's why he wants 11 to be his daughter so badly, because she's easily the surrogate to his dead daughter. And I'm like, this is sad. You don't make me feel things other than excitement. Like, don't make me feel like feelings. What's wrong with you people?
Which then season 2 led you into
monsters,
those fucking feelings.
Yeah, right.
She runs away from him and you're like, he just wants to, he's trying the best he can.
Yeah, man, he doesn't know. You don't know, he don't know. It's a big old mess. Then he's in love this with fucking like sack of crazy sack of shit.
Ratchet that up.
Oh yeah, easily. Yeah, his
kids are much older.
Yep, you see him being happy together. Things. Yeah, and then like shit goes south, and just the litany of just like rapid fire terrible things that are happening. You're like, this isn't gonna get better.
No,
there's that like that one thing where you hear Finn saying, "What did you expect us to be in my basement playing like games still or whatever? Like we're growing up." And I was like, right. Well, I was going to have that emotional thing, too. I was like,
the photos of them in the Ghostbusters uniforms. Like, Jesus Christ, guys.
Yeah, man. You got that thing growing out of someone's arm.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was in the shower. I keep not looking well enough. I don't know if it's Will or if it's 11.
Yeah.
I was like, this is bad
probably
news.
Will.
It's probably Will, yeah. Poor fucking kid.
Right? Just dragging everything over from the upside down.
He gets dragged over there, then he comes back, and this crazy smoke monster.
Because that's what that giant thing kind of reminded me of. It's like a bigger, like, angrier version of that little glob of slug thing that he's
they vomited out in the first one,
in the second season.
It's not good, man. That's all I know. Mm. But it looks amazing for the people who've seen it.
How many more seasons do we have?
One more.
What did they say?
I think they said four. I think they wanted.
They're gonna be full blown ass adults by the next one.
And fuck, dude. Like, they all look. They look.
They it.
Yeah, he's jump it chapter 2. There's like adults now.
Yeah,
why don't they just wait like 3 more years? Like,
we don't have any type of indication of when they're gonna finish.
Because it was a couple years between this season and last one, right?
Time wise, I believe
they look way older.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, so this is supposed to jump 2 years. I think they said so. Actual time frame that they let them grow up.
Yeah.
Because if you watch them from season 1,
two was like so. Because this one takes place what in the '80s?
Well, all of them are in the '80s.
All of them the '80s, yeah.
But this one's like
that aesthetic was like super fucking
eighties. Yeah, like this is like 80. I want to say this is like 87, 88, something like that.
Yeah,
probably it's late '80s because it's well steeped in the fucking ridiculousness of the '80s.
Fucking awesome,
coke fueled eighties.
Because this picture right here was the one that they got me the most.
Yeah.
It looks just the hairdo that she has.
The outfit, dude.
The outfit.
It's like screams 80s.
Oh, yeah. My God. Was so super fucking 80s. And then Hopper's shirt.
Yeah.
Super fucking
Miami Vice, dude, for sure.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Like, obviously, the mall that when they go to is neon lights and just colorful outfits everywhere.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Well, it's. Well, I guess it says 1985.
It almost looks like Josh Brolin too. That's what got me too. I was like, is that Josh Brolin playing the Hitman?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like, it probably isn't.
That's, but definitely it'd be cool. Not. There's a lot of it's interesting to see like the names that pop up in this, and like just the, like, Cary Elwes is in it. He plays the mayor.
Yeah, you said that, and it didn't even really look like him.
Yeah, that's Princess Bride, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like, because they have Jake Busey and Cary Elwes, like, are two of the big ones that are guest starring, I guess. Jake Busey just looks creepy as all shit walking down that hallway, all creepy.
Oh, it's Jake Busey. I was Busey.
Like, well, there you go. Oh, episode 2 is called The Mall Rats.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Oh, and the song that they had playing over the trailer, just goddamn it.
Oh, so fantastic.
So fantastic.
Teenage Wasteland by The Who?
Yeah.
And in fact, it's like when they
start with out in the field.
Yeah, and then you see them walking in the field.
In the field.
Like, you clever bastards.
Yeah. You get to the, I think they get to the mall part, and that's when the song gets into a Teenage Wasteland.
Yeah. You're like,
it's like, ha, that's pretty true.
That's what it is in the 80s. This says, the description on Wikipedia, at least, the premise said, by mid-1985... the era whose box office was dominated by Back to the Future. It's interesting. I didn't realize. So when did the other seasons take place then? It's a great question.
What
84, so it's only a year later.
It was only a year later from season 2.
Because it was Halloween in 1984 is season 2. Because that starts with them as the Ghostbusters. So it must have only been 83? Yeah, so yeah, just the 1 year part. So there's not a big jump, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, but it looks I'm just gonna tear through that shit.
I'm gonna see how many episodes I can watch on the first day.
All of them.
Well, because I my mom just suddenly got into Stranger Things last year, just like ran through them all. She was like, it's such a good show, and my mom doesn't even really do that type of stuff. So I was like, July 4th, you guys want to come over for
it's a Thursday too. Which means most likely I'm going to be off work. I'm going to watch all of them that day.
Yeah. I was like, that's why I was like, you guys want to come over 4th of July? We'll do hot dogs, hamburgers, and watch Stranger Things
all day long. Mike needs to binge watch the first 2 seasons.
Like, okay.
Oh, you're inviting your mom? I don't think your mom likes me.
I think she's only met you once.
Yep, that's why I don't think she likes me. She met me.
Nice. You need to meet Cody a minimum of 38 times before you realize.
Oh, he's not a complete asshole.
Yeah.
Just
he's
partial.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You know. I kept a tally. It's 38
it
conversations.
Is exactly 38 conversations?
For me.
Oh, for you?
For me.
Like Jen.
Yeah. Jen's not completely sold yet.
That makes perfect sense, actually.
She likes you more than she likes Taj.
I mean, that doesn't make me feel better. That's like saying, hey, I like you a lot less than breaking my femur. Okay. Great.
I mean, that's a little bit of an accomplishment.
Like, yeah, well,
somebody
yeah,
said
a
that
bit.
They didn't they that they would rather break their femur than like you. Yeah, that would be totally different.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's not, I mean, there's a lot of things better than breaking your femur that you could have like used an example. A
couple of things.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like stubbing my toe, not physically injuring myself, anything like that made me feel better about myself. But
I'll talk to her about it tonight. We'll see where she stands.
She's gonna gauge let's average like 1 to 10. How much do you like Taj? Do Taj first, because like I really want to make myself feel better. And then how much? Because like,
then I want to be thrown into this too and see. All right, see where I fall.
I'll get
gauge your wife's liking of your friends.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
four of them.
All four of them. Who's the fourth?
The pervert from Yuma. What's his name?
Joe?
Josh?
Josh.
Josh? Joe? Chris?
Taylor?
Taylor, that's the one. I knew it had a vowel in it.
Taylor's the one that randomly texts me.
With penis stuff, right?
Like, really terrible
yeah.
things.
Yeah, that's the one. So, he's on the scale, too.
All right.
Dude, Taylor, Taj.
She's actually known Taylor longer than...
See? I'm like that's going to skew it.
So, that might be a little...
Joe... No, me, then Joe, because I don't want her to, like, know that Joe's coming, because she'll rate me lower after the fact. So, Joe's last on that scale.
Yeah.
Which will make you way better, because you'll be like, well, compared to, like, the last three, I mean, if Cody's an 8, and Joe's got to be at least a 9 or a 10.
No, I would almost have to say that you'd probably rank higher than me.
Nah.
Her scale.
Nah. I've called her a cunt by accident once.
She actually texts you.
Yeah, but only when she's trying to find out what Mike wants for Christmas.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
but or where Mike's at if he's not answering his phone because he's on Twitter.
That's true.
Not on Twitter. That's why I'm not answering my phone. It's confusing. I don't want my phone on me for some reason.
I'm not on Twitter. Come on, guys.
Got any more of them tweets?
You got more of them tweets, motherfuckers?
There's got to be some breaking news out there somewhere.
Come on, man. How terrible are the Suns now? You gotta let me know.
Pretty fucking terrible.
Hopefully not for long.
Eh.
Come on, off season.
Come on, off season.
Give me some decent news. I'm not even asking for great news. Just decent news.
Let's get Zion.
Anyhow, from your terrible friends aside, we also watched a trailer for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The ninth feature film by...
And final.
Quentin Tarantino. Right?
Did not say final this time. Which made me feel good about it, but most likely it could be his final movie, but his ninth feature-length film from Quentin Tarantino. I don't really want to see anything more than this trailer, because this trailer had everything I was hoping it would have in it, which is way more than I expected to have in it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with what I saw.
Well, just from the beginning.
Yeah.
How much of what's his name's load do you think that you have to carry?
Does that describe you? Yeah. Carrying his load. That sounds about right. I was like, oh, God damn it. So perfect. You mean, like, women got wet when they heard that Brad Pitt's holding DiCaprio's load?
Yeah, right.
They're like, what? Sploosh. Panties ruined all over the internet. Did you guys see the rumors that Disney might do a live action Ewoks show?
Live action?
Live action Ewoks show on the Disney Plus streaming service. I was like, guys, really though? Like
live action, like the new Lion King's live action?
Yeah, the digitalized animation. Bears. I was like, what a weird thing. I don't know, whatever. This is one of the things. Like,
they don't even talk, man.
Yeah, they do. Num num.
Yeah, but they just make noises and shit.
Yeah, they talk and use C-3PO.
Translator. I guess the minions don't talk, and that shit was successful as fuck.
See?
Yeah.
But people around them talk, so they're going to have to. It can't be Ewok exclusive. It's going to be like Ewoks. Sure.
We still have a little girl and her older brother who transport crashes on Endor. That's the premise on this shit. Those were terrible.
They were terrible.
They were so bad. I loved them. I mean, they're no Christmas special, but...
Hey, now.
What do you mean, hey, now?
Anyways, back to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Lots of motherfuckers in that movie. Lots of motherfuckers in that movie.
We didn't even get to see a lot of them in the trailer. Just, like, quick glimpses, but... But not even that for most of them, because... Run down the cast real quick.
Hold on. I gotta pull it back up.
Because it's like a who's who...
Ha-ha! Thanks, history. So, obviously, we have Leonardo DiCaprio. We have Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Al Pacino, Dakota Fanning, Damian Lewis, who's playing Steve McQueen, by the way.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah. You have Bruce Dern, Emile Hirsch, Scoot McNairy, Luke Perry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. You have Damian Harriman, who's playing Charles Manson, which was perfect when you saw him in the trailer. I was like, oh.
That's what the movie's about, right? The Manson murders?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can remember who it was. Someone it was Patton Oswalt on Twitter. He's like,
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
They broke down, like this, I can't remember what the first movie was, but the second was, like, Django Unchained, Inglourious Blaxploitation. Inglourious Basterds, a French movie star helps defeat Hitler. Yeah. And Django Unchained, a spaghetti western blaxploitation cowboy helps end slavery or something like that. Yeah. And then And it's like, so in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is Bruce Lee going to help stop the Manson murders?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, please?
Yeah, right.
Is that, can we, is that,
I don't mind this alternate history.
That, nah, man. Quentin Tarantino brought up? Tarantino's made. Yeah, dude.
I think the world might be a better place if all this shit had happened.
And you were right. The dude that they got to play, Bruce Charles Lee.
Oh, Bruce Lee. Yeah, for sure, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I saw
his cadence and his movements and everything. I was like, holy fuck. For anybody who's watched like a lot of Bruce Lee shit like I have, it's like, oh, shit, that's Bruce Lee. Yeah.
So he plays Ryu in the YouTube TV show for Street Fighter that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, did
he? He's going to be in the new one that comes out later this year, I think. And once I heard they were like hiring him to play Bruce Lee, and I was like, yeah, you guys nailed the shit out of that. Yeah. Other than resurrecting Bruce Lee, or Brandon Lee, if that was possible. Can you resurrect someone who died from a gunshot? Yeah, sure, they got money. But I was like, they showed a picture of him, and I was like, okay. And then I saw this, and I was like, nailed it. That guy is going to be massive. He's going to be huge after this fucking movie comes out. He's probably huge right now after that trailer came out. Studios are just trying to find him. Like, who is this fucking guy? Yeah. What, he worked on YouTube? What the fuck is YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those fucking stupid internet startups. Yeah. $1 billion fucking internet startup. Let's see. We have Austin Butler, Lena Dunham, which is Frasier's daughter, Maya Hawke, Clifton Collins Jr. Lena
Dunham? Huh. I don't know. Yeah, that.
Kelsey Grammer's daughter.
That's the chick from that HBO show, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Girls. Clifton Collins Jr., Nicholas Hammond, Spencer Garrett, Mike Moe, who is or I don't know how to say, I don't know how to say his actual last name, M-O-H. I guess it's Moe. I'm not too sure who plays Bruce Lee. You have let's see, Lou Temple, who is also in Justin and Aaron's movie, The Endless. He plays the old guy in the shed who definitely knows what's going on there. By the way,
oh yeah.
Lorenzo Izzo. You have there's someone else big too. Zoe Bell is in it as well. Who obviously is in every Quentin Tarantino movie ever since Kill Bill. Zoe Bell is what's her name's stunt double. What's her face? What's her name again? Kill Bill, the bride.
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. She played her stunt double, and then later was in Death Proof, and well, she was not Death Proof.
Ah,
no,
she got dead. Really? I thought we said 10 years is like
actually, that was another movie I haven't seen, but whatever.
You think, oh, that doesn't make, that actually doesn't shock me at all.
I do need a, one of the things I want to do is I want to watch all of the Tarantino flicks.
I did that before Django. Or no, yeah, before Django.
Yeah.
So it's a fun ride.
I bet it is.
Fun drug-fueled ride.
Yep.
Starting off with some Reservoir Dogs. And just watching the violence increase.
Yeah.
Which is funny because then you get like, I guess Pulp Fiction, and then it was Jackie Brown, right?
I don't know. I've never seen Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown's not nearly as violent as.
But that's like a real world
ish, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most, by far, the most real world.
Every other movie is like technically real world, but it's kind of like a wink and a nod. Like it's like way more bloody than what's actually going on.
There was something else. Oh, that's right, because Bruce Dern replaced, I was going to say, Bruce Dern's character was originally supposed to be Burt Reynolds before he passed away, but he didn't film any of his scenes yet, so Bruce Dern took over that role. I was like, there's another one in there, because I know there was another like death in this movie besides Luke Perry.
That super sucks.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that Bruce Dern is still like
kicking?
Well, not that, but like still relatively in the minds of like movie people. Like, because it was just a few years ago, he had that one movie where he got nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
With Real Forte.
Coming Home.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm not sorry, that's the original one. Hold on, let me bring it up.
Anyway, it was a while ago, but it's fairly recent when you're talking in terms of Bruce Dern, but you're talking about a dude whose like big movie break came in a John Wayne movie.
Damn.
Nebraska.
Nebraska was the name of it.
Damn, that was a while ago.
Yeah, and he's still like, people were like, oh, Bruce Dern's in this new Tarantino flick. Like, what the fuck?
What year is this?
Like, that would have been weird in the 90s. Then I'm like, holy shit, Bruce Dern is doing a Tarantino flick?
Yeah.
Like, it could have been Pulp Fiction. I'd be like, really? Bruce Dern? That's cool.
This year, he is in 4 movies. He was in 6 movies last year.
Craziness.
6 movies the year before.
I mean, it's not like he's carrying, you know, the lead role or anything. Yeah, yeah, he's playing pretty small parts, but it's like, fuck, that dude, again.
Oh, shit, that's big break cool.
In a John Wayne movie. Like,
yeah.
People hated him in real life because he killed John Wayne in The Cowboys. The movie The Cowboys?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he killed John Wayne. Hated
him in real life for that?
Well, pre-internet, dude. Like, this was, like, the last, like, the super real-life superhero movie star kind of guy. John Wayne was one of the last. And if I'm not mistaken, John Wayne only died in, like, a small handful of movies. And most of them was early on in his career when he, you know, because...
He was in that time where you didn't kill... The characters that big people played didn't die in movies.
Oh, no. Like, he died as a... Like, he played a bad guy early on in his career a couple times. Because it was one of those deals, you know, you sign the contract and you make, like, 400 movies with the studio before you get out of the contract. So early on in that, he played an asshole here and there and died a couple times. I think Jim Stewart killed him once in one of the old movies.
Jimmy Stu?
Yeah.
Jimmy Stu?
Yeah.
Dang.
He old ass,
ring
too.
That bell.
but by the time Cowboys comes out, this is like last 5-6 years of John Wayne's movie career, somewhere around there. And then Bruce Dern killed him in it. Sucker punch shot, kind of behind, you know, not looking kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Dickhead way to kill somebody, especially your hero in the movie. And he talked about it in interviews where, like, years later, people would come up and cuss him out for killing John Wayne in a movie.
Jesus Christ.
Like, goddamn, can you imagine, like, the death threats on Twitter you would have gotten nowadays if, like, that level of movie star still existed?
Right.
Pretty
and
insane.
Now he's in a Tarantino flick. Fucking nuts.
Was in another... He was in Hateful Eight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, he was in...
But I'm just saying,
yeah,
like...
Okay, yeah.
Still, this day, like...
Motherfucker's like 104 years old.
Because in The Hateful Eight, it felt like it made sense, you know, because he's an old... People like me who still...
Trapper?
Yeah, he's like an old-timey cowboy movie star, dude. You know what I mean?
So 82.
Old westerns.
Time to Stand?
Yeah, Time to Stand.
Yeah! We're in sync.
I don't like that.
You love it. Bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. I was trying to look up, because a lot of people who play... Who are playing real people in it are... I'm looking at who's who they are, because some of the names I just don't know. And, like, there's a bunch of people. I'm trying to look at all these. Like, the guy... Luke Perry plays Wayne Maunder, who was famous for being in things like the Virginian... A bunch of those cowboy movie or cowboy stuff back in the day for NBC back in the day when they used to actually have a roster of people. Then he was in Lancer for CBS. I want to say he was in something other that was pretty big too, but he played a lot of like cowboys and shit in that. So that's who Luke Perry plays. I mean, obviously Steve McQueen. We know Steve McQueen. Like, Margot Robbie plays Sharon Tate, who's famously tied to Charles Manson. And then Rick Dalton, who's played by Leonardo DiCaprio, is like a mashup of a bunch of different people from Hollywood. There's a little bit of Clint Eastwood in there. There's a lot of different people in there, but like he's like this. He plays, like, essentially the biggest movie star in the world at that time.
Yeah.
So he's, like, all over the place. He's American Bandstand at one point. You see him in there. So it's pretty cool. And that scene at the end of the trailer was just so fucking great. The little girl's like, it's the best acting you've ever seen. And it cuts, and he goes, best fucking note. And he's just, like, weeping. Yeah. I was like, ah, oh, god damn it. He's going to win another award, right? Please tell me somehow he gets raped by a bear in this one so he can win another fucking Oscar.
Then he would, yes.
Or at least a guy in a bear suit. Something traumatic has to happen.
That's probably enough to get a Golden Globe.
But a lot of people are talking mad shit about the poster that they released for it.
Yeah, I literally just saw the headline for that. What was that about?
It's just because it's so bland, but it's like, I'm like, go back and look at Quentin Tarantino's other movie posters. Kill Bill Volume 1 was a yellow background with words on top of it.
Yeah.
What the fuck were you expecting? Like, he's never had, like, Star Wars level posters for anything. No. People are just hating it. I was like, I don't understand it. Like, if anything, this is the most, like, lively cover of any Quentin Tarantino movie ever.
It just reminded me of The Good Guy. Or was it Good
The Other Guys?
The other, no, not of The Other Guys.
Nice Guys.
Yeah, it reminded me of Nice Guys, but that wasn't a bad poster to me either.
This trailer reminded me a lot of
it. Are you getting the cast listing off of Wikipedia?
I am.
Okay, so if you go to IMDb, there's some, I don't know if you just skipped over some names, but one, for some reason, IMDb has Luke Perry as a top build. Cast.
You can't go by their list because they put the most random people wherever.
It's just weird. It might be because of search because he just died. But Luke Perry, Margot Robbie, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Timothy Oliphant, Dakota Fanning, Al Pacino, Tim Roth, Emile Hirsch, Damian Lewis, Damon Hiram, Kurt Russell, James Marsden, Rumor Willis, James Remer, isn't it? Michael Madsen, Bruce Dern.
Yeah, there's. I didn't go through the list because there's like also starring. A lot of people don't. They don't have roles yet.
But the one that popped out to me, Harley Quinn Smith,
isn't it? Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know.
Yeah, she's not allowed to talk about the movie yet. But I think she plays young Sharon Tate.
That makes.
Yeah, she's sense. Young Margot Robbie essentially.
But like just scrolling through of like the what you're guessing like the bit roles and stuff are gonna be. It's like goddamn, there's some. Like depth to this cast, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Like Kurt Russell, he doesn't have a character in it yet, or his character isn't known yet. But then the movie is. I mean, like I said, half of Hollywood made this movie. The other half is making Dune.
Yeah.
Because for fuck's sake, everybody and their sister's cousin and their third roommate is in fucking Dune. Like that. Like I can't imagine what the credits for that fucking movie is gonna look like.
Right.
Like I've never seen a movie where a special effects list is shorter than the cast and crew.
Yeah,
because that's what this is going to be. Like, there's so many real, actual named people in this movie. Like, it's stupid, like dumb stupid. But yeah, I mean the list on IMDb is stupid because they start going through like, Michael Graham plays officer,
but just Birdie seeing like
Latona plays hippie girl.
But just seeing like Kurt Russell and Michael Madsen.
Well, they're in the like those are on Wikipedia at the bottom. It has like Timothy Olyphant, but it just says like also starring.
Yeah,
so I'm just like they're like just thrown into a scene so you can see him or whatever. But like there's, I mean, literal half of Hollywood in this fucking movie. Like Michael Madsen's daughter's in it, right?
I think so.
That what I saw earlier. Like, I think it's what I saw earlier. Or maybe I saw that wrong. I can't remember what it was. But, like, there's just, I mean, tons of people who, like, Timothy Olyphant doesn't have a character name yet. Tim Roth's character doesn't have a name yet. Kurt Russell, like I said, doesn't have a name yet. But, yeah, there's a ton of people in this fucking movie. It's just, like, he really went after Hollywood because he's like, well, I'm going to put real Hollywood people in a movie about Hollywood. Not real Hollywood, because you know shit's going to be fucked up.
Right.
But Brad Pitt fighting Bruce Lee was very exciting to me for some reason.
It was super awesome.
I was like, it never in my wildest dreams I ever think, I'm going to see Brad Pitt fist fighting Bruce Lee. Like, nowhere in my mind I would ever think, that's going to happen eventually, right? No, I never. I mean, there's no way.
Which was another good line of the trailer. My fists are registered as deadly weapons, so if I kill you during a fight, I'd be tried for murder. And Brad Pitt's like, if you killed anybody in a fight, it'd be manslaughter.
Yeah. So fucking great.
Yeah, the best part about this trailer to me was Brad Pitt doing...
Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt. Like, he's got a very distinct style. You don't see in every movie, but when he's able to be snarky, smartass, suave, badass guy, it's like
he plays that's really well.
The yeah. best version of Brad Pitt you're gonna get. Like that's, you know, Ocean's 11 Brad Pitt right there. That's Mr. and Mrs. Smith Brad Pitt. Yep. Like your favorite Brad Pitt movies is that guy, yep. and it's like, fuck yeah, that guy.
Yeah, because he's playing a stuntman, so he isn't like he's yeah. fucking just oh, I'm invincible.
Yeah,
you know. I do feel like this is one of those movies where, like, Brad Pitt, like...
Oh, he's gonna die.
He's gonna die.
But it's yeah, one of those things he's where, gonna like, die for sure.
I don't think this movie's told in order, so it's gonna jump around. So he's gonna be in a bunch of scenes after we see him die.
He's gonna pull a Travolta.
Yeah, oh. like Travolta and shit. Like,
people forget that Travolta got killed as fuck in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
But it ended with Travolta. So alive, like, yeah. oh, it's okay. Yeah. It's how you get away with killing your big star, you know? You're like... Yeah. Yeah, oh, he died, die, but right away, the way we told the story.
Get that over with, yeah.
Yeah, because you see him, and then you see him get killed, and you see him for a long time at the end, you're like, did he get better?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah. It was a tagline for, whatchamacallit 2?
Crank
2?
Crank 2.
He died, oh, yeah. yeah.
Then got better.
Yep.
Yeah. Still the best tagline for a poster ever. And I just remember seeing that in theaters. I was like, that's fucking great. That's right? my favorite thing.
Because it was amazing. Like, it was just, that movie was like, they're like, you know what? We made a really ridiculous movie the first time. You know what we could do the second time?
Just bring him back to life.
Yeah, we could do this. We could do what we did to him to a different person. Nah. We're just going to bring him back, even though there's no fucking way he should be alive. Yeah. And then we're going to do the most ridiculous things, including make him go on drugs and think he's in a monster movie. Or a giant monster, like, kaiju movie,
yeah.
where you that can literally see the zippers on the outfits, yeah. and him and the guy stomp through a power station together.
Pretty great.
It is pretty great. Speaking of pretty great, guess what is finalized in Hollywood today, as of late last night, really, you could say?
The merger. Disney
the merger.
Fox merger.
So it's officially known as Disney... And 21st Century Fox.
Da, 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 da.
That's the name of it. And then Fox is its own thing that has all its other subsidiary bullshit that no one cares about anymore because all the good stuff went to Disney. And so...
Disney's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fox is Danny DeVito. All the leftover crap went to you.
Yep. So the big thing is, obviously, for Marvel fans, two of the biggest franchises... that weren't part of Disney / Marvel's group of people they could use from was the X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Couldn't even say mutant.
I couldn't say the word mutant. Yeah.
Had to say enhance.
Yeah. Miracles.
Miracles and enhance.
Yeah. So like now they can just be like, nah, that motherfucker's a mutant.
Mutant.
Yep. As genetically altered mutant.
Who that bald guy in that wheelchair? Must be a mutant.
Must be a mutant. Why you say a bald guy in a wheelchair a mutant? Trust me. He don't look like he belong in that wheelchair, but he's in a wheelchair. Mutant. But it's pretty big news. But then you look at all the other stuff that they get in that just gets new life now.
Yep.
I mean, just of major movie franchises, you have like things like Avatar, which has 19 sequels getting ready to come out. You have the Alien franchise. You have the Predator ones in there too, right? Oh, maybe not. That might be New Line now. I can't remember who has that. But you have... what are some of the big... Like the Simpsons are part of it now, are part of Disney, which is just insane. You have like you have things like Shape of Water... is now a Disney movie, which is insane to think about. Not because, like, oh, you know, it's about fish dicks, but it's, like, Oscar-winning, crazy-ass Guillermo del Toro movie is now a Disney movie. But, I mean, they have, like, it's pretty, I mean, even their, like, the TV show half of it from, like, live-action stuff, like, the hit show, I've never seen it, but This Is Us, is now owned by them. It's on NBC, but still owned by them. Modern Family is theirs. So Al Bundy is fucking part of Disney. Well, he's done with it now, but...
still funny to know that.
Yeah, you know. But they get... So the TV studios that are now under the banner of 21st Century Fox and Disney. You have all of FX networks. So FX, FXXX.
Always Sunny.
Always Sunny is part of it now.
Oh.
That's crazy thing about.
That's fun.
They get National Geographic, which Disney already has their Disney Nature stuff, which is like amazing anyways, but now they have the largest one ever, which is National Geographic. You have something, I don't know what this is, but it's apparently Star India, which is India, like, biggest network they have over there. So that's a huge market for them too, which is going to hurt Netflix. They now own 60% of ownership of Hulu, which is also insane because, like, they have their own streaming service coming out. So, like, whatever. 22 sports networks stateside. They have networks in Brazil and Mexico. All sorts of crazy shit.
Is that
they have to sell off all the sports stuff because they own NBC or ESPN.
That's what I was going to ask. But yeah, does that include ESPN or is that
that's just the stuff they have, but they have to sell all that off.
Yeah,
because that's at that point
it's a monopoly.
So they're like, no, we don't even care about them because ESPN's failing enough. We don't need another failing sports news thing.
Well, then I wonder who's going to pick that up. Because obviously a lot of teams have contracts with like Fox Sports.
Yeah, yeah. Like majority of them, stuff.
I know all of Arizona pretty much does.
Yeah. Most of every sports city has something through Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Your NBA.
Or do you just spin that off as like it's its own thing now? Like somebody just takes over?
They can because, I mean, they bought that because it's part of this TV studios, but they have to sell it off because of ESPN.
Well, no,
but
I just mean
they could definitely spin it off to its own. Yeah,
it's not owned by Disney at all.
Yeah,
it's just like whoever's in charge of that right now just like buys it out. And
yeah, they definitely could. They get Futurama, they get Simpsons, they get Family Guy. I don't believe they get American Dad because I think that was bought out by Turner.
Yeah, because that only airs on
TBS, right? Yeah, so yeah. I think that's away from them. But, movie-wise, you have Alien, Planet of the Apes. The back catalog alone is well worth the $73.1 billion they spent.
Oh, right.
Because, you have that if you, like... Plus, they could bring all that streaming stuff to something like Hulu and just, like, that ramp up Hulu subscription. Because if you get access to, like...
All that non-Disney
stuff, like
right.
away from Disney Plus.
The Disney Plus is like all the strictly Disney stuff.
Yeah,
everything else just goes to Hulu. Yep.
Yeah, because like Disney Plus is going to have their own segments anyways. Because when you launch it, you'll have your Star Wars channel, you'll have your Marvel channel, you'll have your Disney Kids or whatever channel.
Stuff that can easily fall with the Disney stuff.
Yeah,
but, yeah, the more adult stuff.
We got Aliens over here. We got Predator over here. Yeah. We got. The Avatar over here, that'd be like just the place to go get all that shit, and then if you go I sent you guys the picture, but the picture that changed on the homepage of the WaltDisneyCompany.com, which is essentially the overarching umbrella of all of it, you have a picture of Star Wars, The Shape of Water, Toy Story, Avatar, Captain Marvel, The Simpsons, an actual real monkey, not Planet of the Apes, it's the nature stuff. You have a guy playing cricket, which is the India star thing, not Fox Sports, because they already have that, but I'm pretty sure ESPN doesn't show cricket. But India loves cricket. And that one weird thing.
ESPN's might show cricket.
Yeah, one of them. I can't remember what news program that chick's on. She's on that. You have Deadpool, which is insane to see right next to Mickey Mouse, by the way, like in any fathom. Like you have Woody, right below him is Deadpool, right next to him is Mickey Mouse, and then you have Donald Glover, you have Elsa from Frozen, and then you have a Cardinals pitcher. Who's number 59 in the Cardinals, Mike?
I don't know.
He's their pitcher. Whatever he is, he's the Cardinals. Not the Arizona Cardinals, the baseball one. I don't know. St. Louis? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nailed it. I almost said Cincinnati. That's not right.
That's the Reds.
Yeah. And it's funny because their stock went down by 0.01% somehow. But it is worth $109.99 right now as of 4 p.m. Eastern. And then you go, the funny part about this, you scroll down and you see a big recent news, you know, new trailer debuts for Toy Story 4, new trailer debuts for Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, Frozen marks first anniversary on Broadway. You have new trailer debuts for Disney's Aladdin. And right in the middle is Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox will bring an unprecedented collection. And you click on it, and you read through this, and you get to the networks portion. So the acquisition includes 21st Century Fox, renowned film production business, including 20th Century Fox, Fox Searchlight Pictures, Fox 2000 Pictures, Fox Family and Fox Animation, their television studios, FX Productions, and Fox 21, FX Networks, National Geographic Partners, the Fox Network Groups International, Star India, the basically Fox's interest in Hulu, something called Tata Sky, another group one, and then you look through and it says at the bottom earlier today, 21st Century Fox completed the spinoff of their portfolio of news, sports, and broadcast business, including Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, Fox Broadcasting Company, Fox Sports, Fox Television Station Groups, and all the other stuff. So, like, that's apparently already been spun off into something else.
Damn.
That's probably just going to – it's not going to be owned by them, but it's probably going to generate money, and they're going to get that money in there too.
Right.
And it's just ridiculous to think about. Like, if you just did the search of – just the top four film production studios from Fox, the franchises and movies alone in that group is just staggering.
Yeah,
the movies that those four, just those four top ones have made, and then you have Fox Animation and Fox Family, and then it's kind of stupidly like ridiculous.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, whew, man, it is. Over the top. Yeah, because like it's even says here at 12:02 a.m. Eastern Time on the 20th, which is early this morning, the Walt Disney Company's acquisition of 21st Century Fox will become effective. With 21st Century Fox's iconic collection of business and franchises, Disney will be able to provide more appealing, high-quality content and entertainment options to meet growing consumer demand, increases its international footprint, and expands its direct-to-consumer offerings, which include ESPN Plus for sports fans and a highly anticipated Disney Plus streaming video on-demand service launching late in 2019. And Disney and 21st Century Fox's combined ownership stake in Hulu. So they now, with those three streaming services, by far dominate the streaming landscape. Because with ESPN Plus, the people who subscribe to it apparently love it.
Yeah.
Because it's literally sports on demand. You can rewatch things that they had on there. And I guess it's like old stuff too.
Yeah, because they have that ESPN Classic channel. So yeah. They own a shit ton of stuff that you can just classically watch.
We don't even know all of the stuff yet.
That Ball was classic, man. Yeah.
We don't even know all the stuff yet. We know some of it's coming to Disney Plus, but we don't even know the breadth of what their older stuff is and how that's going to work yet, but we know that's going to be on there. Mm-hmm. And then you have Hulu, which right now has deals with every pretty much major TV network anyways. So like those three things alone, you could get all your content ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... I mean, I guess it's a well-spent $73.1 billion.
Well spent.
Someone's like, that's a lot of money. I'm like,
when is the Disney streaming service launch?
Rumors right now, it should be August, because they're going to debut Star Wars The Mandalorian to go along with the opening of Galaxy's Edge, which is the new Star Wars land in Disneyland, Disney World. That's the rumored price plan point? Right now. Anywhere between $9 and $15, I believe is what they said.
That's not bad.
That $10 mark is like, that sheet's pretty incredible. Almost
sell anything for $10, like $10 a month.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Not that bad.
Yeah, like that, just the Disney Plus alone, like that portion of it is.
I'm going to pay more for all the streaming services that I'm a part of than I do for cable.
Um, there was something else that I was gonna say, like the Disney Plus. I think they said it's like five different channels within that service, because there's the Marvel, the Star Wars, the Disney movies, Disney TV, and Disney Kids. I think are the five they have on there. But I mean, just like, I thought maybe there's six. I can't remember. I could probably look it up. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
But I mean, you gotta think though. Every year you hear about Disney's like success at the box office and all that stuff, and then you look at this, you're like, it's even more so than like you could ever really imagine being in there. I'm trying to scroll through this, trying to see if there's a thing about Disney Plus, but there's no link to it. But I mean, this year alone, you have live action Lion King, you have live action Dumbo, you have live action Aladdin.
Yep.
I say live action Lion King, like there's actual real things in it, but live-ish action Lion King.
Photorealistic Lion King.
Yeah, you go photorealistic Lion King. It's probably actually the proper way of saying that.
Way of saying it.
Yeah. Probably the actual way to say it. That's just the Disney half of it, like the movie half, or non fully animated ones.
Yeah.
But then you have Frozen 2, that's later this year. You have Star Wars Episode 9 later this year.
Yeah.
You have already Captain Marvel, which has just made a truckload of money. I don't even know the 2 week total on that, or 3 week total of that. You have Endgame in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot Toy Story 4 is in there as well.
Oh God, yeah, right.
I'm on 8 right now. You have Spider-Man Homecoming, which is a joint thing with them and Sony, but still, like, it's definitely them. And then there's got to be one other thing I can't think of in there too. But anyways, like those 9 things, there's a good chance most of half of those are like top grossing movies this year. Like if you have 9 of the 10 top grossing movies in a year, pretty sure that $73.1 billion is going to be a drop in the hat. Like you're going to make that back this year pretty close. Like,
yeah.
Like Endgame's going to make like $4 billion alone.
Oh, it's going to be the highest grossing movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you got to think, oh, okay, cool. What was one of the biggest franchises ever? Or movies? Avatar? Yeah, they have like 19 sequels coming out soon.
Yeah,
so that's right. Going to be like back-to-back years of having at least $1 billion, unless the second one just is fucking terrible.
And not to mention that they could... How do I say this? Not relaunch the Marvel universe,
but revamp it.
They're going to revamp it, and they kind of have to have
they're going
to
bring in
a new starting point, you know, because you can't just all of a sudden be like, also mutants, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you can't do that. Shake them up and throw them in.
Yeah, like they have to coexist at some way together, and there could be some kind of crazy shenanigans in Avengers Endgame that leads to this, whether it's the time travel aspect, whether it's the multiple dimensions, which has been,
I definitely think the multiple dimensions things could work a lot better.
They had a National Geographic Disney Plus. So the 5 tentpole franchises are Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic.
Wow.
That's just in their Disney's Plus streaming service.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking bonkers is what that is.
But... No. I mean, really, I'm going to guess for us and most people who listen to this podcast, the biggest news for this is the fact that it's now all of Marvel Comics, basically. So now you get your X-Men and your Fantastic Four and all that shit. So now it becomes, all right, how does it get introduced? Again, is it the multiple dimensions, blah, blah, blah. And now you're like, finally... we can restart this goddamn X-Men franchise
and do it well.
And, you know, keep it, hopefully, on the right track. So now it starts getting into, like, fun casting rumors and stuff like that. Because this next X-Men movie is going to be the last iteration of these X-Men that we have, hopefully.
Well, yeah, New Mutants might be... Well, New Mutants is away from that main group.
Yeah, but I'm saying like movie-wise, you know what I mean? Like
of that franchise we had before. Yeah.
So, I mean, It's weird because, like, some of the casting is actually really good.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of hope that it would continue, but you have to completely scrap it.
You can't.
Yeah, you don't want to
carry those ones over. Mm-mm.
The only one that I know they're keeping on, because even Bob Iger said, is they're really excited to see where they can take Deadpool, which is insane to hear. The mountain that Deadpool, runs the House of Mouse.
100% Deadpool, should dip its toes into everything, but nothing should recognize Deadpool.
Yeah, oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, sure. Deadpool has to be in everything in those Deadpool movies,
but never be in those other movies.
Yeah, he can't show up in the other. Deadpool's got to be its own special little thing where you bring in those other actors for cool little cameos and shit.
Or versions of them.
Yeah. Be fucking hilarious.
And, like, there really should be one every year at this point. You know what I mean? Like, so that'll be fun to see what happens with that. But it's also, again, it's like, it feels like now, okay, we had about, what, 11 years now between Iron Man and Avengers Endgame?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, so you got 11 years. So in 10 years from now, I feel like the next, what everything's going to be leading up towards now, instead of, you know, everything's been leading up to Thanos at this point.
Yeah.
Now everything's going to be leading up to X-Men versus Avengers. Like, that's what the that's what the next 10 years is about. And Marvel knows they're going to fucking milk that shit for 10 years. Maybe a little bit less because they have, you know, shit established now. But again, I feel like a whole big fucking revamp is coming for everything. You know what I mean? So I feel like this other universe that they're going to start making movies in is might have a couple. Like, I feel like Thor is, like, the big... Yeah, I've been getting the vibe the last couple movies that, like, Thor's going to be the big, you know, the guy.
Yeah, because their next big jump is going to be space. More of the space stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why the bringing back of James Gunn.
But you're going to have I know it's getting my references crossed, but a Earth 2 kind of vibe to this next set of movies to it. You know what I mean? Like this is where we get Miles Spider-Man on live action, and we get different versions of our heroes. We'll get a different version of an Iron Man. We'll get a different version of, and I feel like Thor is going to be the one to kind of lead that group of Avengers.
Could be.
That's just been getting that vibe. Like,
could be Captain Marvel.
Could be Captain Marvel, but I feel
this would be something that we have to really look up. She has six pictures.
Well, she has six total.
And Thor would have, well, Chris Hemsworth would have how many?
I believe he has two more, including Endgame.
Yeah, but he's got.
And there's always a possibility that they can sign. Yeah, they can sign more.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think. I mean, if anything, he's. I mean, he may want to do other stuff, but he's got time to do other stuff. I mean, he did the new Men in Black.
Yeah,
Men in Black. So you know,
he's flexing his comedy muscles with those other things. He did that Ghostbusters movie. Bad Times
at the El Royale. I mean, that was all stuff
that's good.
So good. Yeah. So I mean, because
Avengers run.
But you're kind of looking at, you're saying goodbye to Evans and Downey Jr.
Yeah,
you're thinking. I mean, obviously they can go away and come Captain back America in dies. A few years.
Yeah, because you don't.
Captain America dies at the end game.
Yeah, so does Iron Man.
I think he gets like super traumatized.
I don't think either
of them die. They die in a super powers hug to save the world
and embrace.
As they say sorry to each other for all the bullshit in Civil War.
Seriously.
I'm going to cry so hard when they die in a warm embrace of friendship.
Intertwined together. Tips touching.
Whoa. That got weird.
Of their noses.
Oh. Yeah, that might.
Super Eskimo kiss.
To save the planet.
Explosion.
Save the universe.
The universe.
Yeah, because they've already announced the Internals, which is going to be space-based or galaxy-based. And obviously, Captain Marvel is definitely space based. Bitch be flying around the galaxy fighting Kree and shit.
I feel like the next couple of Captain Marvel movies are going to be in between what we've seen and Endgame.
At least one of them will be.
I feel a couple of them are. Like, I feel like it's going to be their way to have her not be part of, like, group stuff, because she's almost too strong. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, just call her and she'll fix it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like your Superman problem, where it's like, just fucking
we don't know what to do with him.
Just get Superman. You know? Yeah. So this will be a way of, like, give her her franchise, make shit tons of money, but not have her be a part of anything, you know, group-wise.
Well, that's why focusing on different groups, like the Guardians and the Internals, yeah, she's not part of either of those, because Guardians are her own little thing. I mean, they're not even Avengers that at any point. I mean, Rocket's probably...
Chris Pratt said he's a third-string Avenger. And a press
Yeah, because that's what he is. Fair. Rocket, though, is like front Rocket lines right awesome. Now.
Rocket's, yeah.
That picture that came out of him in War Machine.
Oh, my God. It's that fucking clip from that trailer.
I know I talked to you guys about... I know I talked to you. I don't know if I mentioned it to you or not. But there's a...
Shut up.
There's... I want to know what the issue between Bradley Cooper and the rest of the group is. There's something weird there. Because Bradley Cooper's never, like, front and center on the press tour. He's never with the other characters.
The only thing never, I can say to that is that he does all of his stuff voice acting. Yeah, you don't ever see Vin Diesel.
But you have seen Vin Diesel at stuff, though. Like, he's done some of the press tour stuff. He's done... You see more of Vin Diesel than you do of Bradley Cooper, which you would think you would see more of Bradley Cooper.
Since he actually has real fucking lines in the movie?
And he's like a big... Like, obviously Groot is a giant part of that franchise, but... I feel like you see more of him, but like it's always something. Like he's never.
He's a busy guy.
I know he's a busy guy, but I feel like there's something weird going on. Like there's some kind of.
He's directing Oscar-nominated movies.
Everyone else is hanging himself in his apartment. Fuck off, bro.
I knew I was gonna get him with that one.
Garage.
Sorry, garage. Sorry, my bad.
But no, I keep every time. Rocket's in a movie and it comes out, I'm like waiting to see him like
doing the
Bradley Cooper do something.
Doesn't do press tours.
Never does it. It's like
maybe he doesn't like to do press.
Maybe he doesn't like the rest of the group.
Playing devil's advocate here for a second. Did he do press tours for Star Is Born?
Yeah.
He had to. He wrote a huge
press tour for that one.
Yeah, he had to that one because he was like he's front and center on every aspect. Yeah.
Like he's done it. He's done all the press tours for like his other I'm in this movie as me kind of thing, which I get. Like I would totally understand like if that's the thing, but I also feel like nobody ever mentions him either. Like no one ever.
That's true.
Like throw shout outs to Bradley Cooper. He's you know what I mean like. And then, I don't know, but I feel
maybe they've never really interacted with him because of the...
Because he's a voice actor.
Yeah.
But you are right.
I mean, but it just seems weird to me. I feel like there's a something...
Well, Vin Diesel just wants to belong anywhere.
He's going to kind of meteor whore.
He's like, no, I need exposure. That's how I stay alive.
That's why I'm so mad at The Rock for having his own spinoff that has nothing to do with him.
That's true.
Team Rock.
All day, every day.
Every day.
There's no way you should have won that fucking fight in Fast Five.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
The whole franchise.
Nonsense.
What would have been great if he killed Dominic Toretto in a fist fight and he just, my franchise now. And everyone's like, yeah, you killed the leader. You're the leader now.
That's the rules.
It's the rule of that.
I learned that in Mad Max.
Yeah. I should have gone to Mad Max. I was thinking the Postman for some reason.
Also, I mean,
you kill the leader and you're the leader now.
Yeah, Postman works too. It might have been the same in Waterworld. We don't really know because like he burnt their big old barge, so we don't know if he would have been leader at all. He didn't want to be leader though. He wanted to be a solo guy, but he fell in love with that girl.
Man.
You know he has fish sticks,
gills,
and web toes.
His ears. Good way to hide them.
Throw that hair out.
Was the bad guy Dennis? What's his name?
Dennis Hopper.
Hopper?
Yep.
Ah, great bad guy.
Great bad guy.
Dead.
Yep.
In real life.
Oh, I was going to say because he got his head knocked off.
All the movies speed. He played a bad guy.
He took that lamp right to the face.
So it's actually a thing. You type in Bradley Cooper, Guardians of the Galaxy press tour, and it literally comes up like, why isn't Bradley Cooper doing press tours for Guardians of the Galaxy? And it led me to this Twitter page from a guy named Adam Halvick. He was asking the exact same question. Well, somebody responded to him later on saying, well, apparently during the press tour for the first film, he was filming two films back to back around the same time. In the second film, not only was he filming, but he was also the star and directing A Star Is Born.
Right.
So he was actually doing shit.
So it's not like he was tours. He made anyone mad or like he didn't get along with the cast. He was busy doing other things.
I 100% get he was busy, but I just feel like he's a huge star. Why is that not being thrown out at, you know what I mean? Like,
Bradley Cooper's one of those guys though, like you don't think of Bradley Cooper as being the in front of the limelight type thing. You're like, Bradley Cooper. And then you're like, well, maybe he doesn't do that stuff. You're going to think he's going to because he has movies that he's in. But then you're like, you don't think about it, though. You don't even think about, like, remember that interview with Bradley Cooper? Remember this with Bradley? You don't think about that. You know, it's like, what I mean? So, like, maybe it's just, like, his thing. Like, he doesn't really like it, so he doesn't do it. He's like, fuck him.
Yeah, but you feel like at least... The thing that makes it strange to me is nobody else is saying Bradley Cooper, though. You know what I mean?
Like no one's bringing Bradley Cooper this, yeah, Bradley Cooper that.
No one's all like, oh, Bradley Cooper. Like, no one in the cast is like, Bradley Cooper does a great job with Rocket and giving him, you know, awesome...
Yeah, I mean...
Emotion or whatever.
It could be the fact, even
when
the
James
fact
Gunn,
like,
has gone out of his way to praise Vin Diesel.
Well, that's because Vin Diesel's work was hard, man. Saying group different ways like that?
I get, yeah.
But also, like... But the thing is, like, with that, even maybe a gag because, like, he just says Groot over and over again. But with Bradley, if I'm not mistaken, Sean does all his lines, yeah, on set.
Yeah.
So none of them really interact with him. So it's like.
But they've all seen the movies. They've all seen the finished product. You know what I mean? Like, as much as I like Sean Gunn.
Good job completing your rings.
Thanks, man.
You don't complete his rings.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was masturbating earlier, so
his
heart rate up. Was this that exercise. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why the table kept shaking weirdly.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just think it's weird. And I'm interested to see this next, like, when it really starts pushing. I'm like, is there going to be any fucking... Because, like, A Star Is Born is done now. I know he's working on other stuff, but he's not in the middle of media
rumors
push.
Rumors are Western, by the way.
Fuck yes.
Wow.
Fuck yes.
Calm down, Mike.
I'm all in
that
on...
That was the next thing you wanted.
Bradley Cooper... Yeah. Stardom now too. He's like,
somebody asked him if he would take over directing as for Guardians 3, and he said no.
He said he wouldn't do it. Yeah, he says there's no way.
If there's anything he does, it's gonna be a new thing.
Yeah,
like, he's not gonna,
like, when he said, because he said he was, like, in an interview he was doing for Star Wars Born. They asked him what's his next big project. He said it doesn't have a name yet, but we're looking at a Western. And then his rumors rampant, like, oh, what Clint Eastwood movie is gonna do next? I was like, he made one comment about modeling his later career off Clint Eastwood. Doesn't mean he's gonna make a fucking Clint Eastwood remake of any Western.
And he even, like, but he talked about it. He was like, he used it as, like, a guideline. Like, Clint Eastwood directed his first movie at this age. I'll aim to direct my first movie at that age too.
Yeah,
it seems enough time in the business. Blah blah blah. Yeah, and fuck, let him be the next Clint Eastwood. Cool, like, whatever.
Bradley Cooper in Deadpool.
I don't know, like an outlaw Josie Wells type. Okay. If he's gonna do a Clint Eastwood career path,
all right, I'll let that happen too. Because I love Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah, you do.
I love them. I bought that box set twice.
Dirty Harry, Jim Carrey's finest work.
Wouldn't agree with that at all. I think we're wrapping it up. I think we're
Shit,
man, you talky ass motherfucker.
Yeah, my bad.
Bradley Cooper this, Bradley Cooper that.
Right.
Nobody in Guardians likes Bradley Cooper.
You say that. I think they'll love him so much they're like, let's leave him alone.
I don't know, man.
I love him.
Shenanigans there.
Alone, yeah.
Maybe, like, he told them what their his big twist in Star Is Born was, and then, like, they're like, we're never talking to you again.
Oh, that's fair.
Mike would have done the same thing. Yeah. Like, we're 100%.
Even though that movie came out a while ago.
Yeah,
a couple times. And a while ago.
And for somehow I didn't know how it ended, and I went in thinking this is going to be a cheesy-ass happy ending movie.
Nope.
Fucked up my whole life.
It's a cheesy ass fucked up ending.
Yeah. Real bad.
Fucking bad.
Real cheesy.
I got a box of crackers, by the way.
Nobody cares about that who's listening.
Got any cheese?
Fuck them. They shouldn't be listening anymore now. We're over an hour. You said that yourself. They stopped listening in an hour. That's what
he
said.
We're done.
Anyways, speaking of being done, we are. Comes naturally.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally. I got stuck.
Turn it off.
You turn it off.
Jesus.
Shut up.